Welcome to Auroville Radio. I'm here with Anupama Mandloy. Welcome, Anupama.
Thank you.
Just arrived.
Yes, I just arrived.
Settling down.
Settled in. I've already watched a film.
Oh.
Yes.
So you're already into the rhythm. I'm already into the rhythm. Yes. That's great. So dear Anupama, tell us something about yourself and what brings you to Auroville. Why did you come here?
So my name is Anupama Mandloy, and I've been in the media business for like 25 years. And I've worked with a broadcasting station for 15 years. I've led a production company for 6 years. And now I've decided to venture out on my own. It's been 4 years since I've been doing it. And it's during the course of that time that I decided to become independent that I came across this film and decided to produce it. And then I got a mail from Auroville Film Festival saying that they had selected the film. And I was delighted because I've actually never been to Pondicherry or Auroville, but I've heard a lot about this place for years now. And so I said, this is a great opportunity. I'd love to be here. And I just wish I'd made, you know, more time to be here, but I'm in the middle of a couple of other projects. And so I couldn't make more time. But
this could be the first time anyway.
You could absolutely always come back. Yes, I think I will.
Enjoy the place more. And anyway, welcome. And yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here only for a short time, but it's already something. Also, because tonight you're going to present the movie you produced, Onti Sudha, Onti Radha, from Tanuja Chandra. I just saw the trailer and it's really poetic and attractive. I know it's a true story, but what I wanted to know is how the acting part went, and if there's any script behind, how this all creation process worked. This is maybe more related to the director, but yes. You can tell something about it.
Yes, of course. So as you know, the two ladies that you see in the documentary, they are the director's real aunts. And so she was already, she knew about them. She knew what kind of people they were. When the rest of the crew went in to actually direct and produce the film, we had no idea. We had absolutely no idea what we were walking into, what it would be like. And because Tanuja was familiar with their routine, so she had kind of worked out just a couple of things as benchmarks in the documentary. You know, whether it's marketing or whether it is the selection of saris. But honestly, there was no script to the film. It was literally days in the life of. We shot this documentary over a period of 6 days. And
based on improvisation then?
It was completely. So it was actually the cameras were rolling. And Tanuja knew the right questions to ask. And we made sure that the cameras followed them from the kitchen to the garden to the bedroom to the sari selection to the photographs being shared and to their natural conversations. So it there was nothing that was scripted. The two women are actually very articulate and they constantly bicker and banter between the two of them. And so we just let it flow. And we had around, I would say, 25 hours of footage, which then was cut down to make a 49-minute documentary.
Well, quite sharp.
Yeah.
Just 6 days. Wonderful acting then. you were satisfied and it, with this.
Because we actually weren't asking them to act. We were asking them to be themselves.
Making a picture of a real life.
Yes.
Real life put on the screen.
Yes.
So you said 6 days to make it. So real life put into, put together to make a movie. I want to know from you, since you're the producer, why did you decide to produce this movie? What brought you there?
So, Tanuja called me up. I have worked with her. I'd worked with her 25 years ago. So we'd started our careers together. And we'd kept in touch. And she called me up because she knew that I had moved out of the corporate space and had decided to venture out on my own. And she called me up and she said, listen, there's a documentary that I want to make. It's about my two aunts. They're really amazing, et cetera, et cetera. And she created some sort of a visual for me of the two ladies and the life they lead. And given the fact that the kind of lives we lead today in the cities, this just seemed really attractive. However, she didn't call me up to ask me to produce the documentary. She asked me if I could recommend some independent documentary producer because she didn't want to get into the,
the mainstream.
Yes,
current, yeah.
Yes. And so I said, okay, let me get back to you. And then I actually started asking around, and then I was just sitting with myself, and I said, why don't I just do this? It's not like I'm doing anything right now, and I can afford it, because it's a very small production. And I called her up and I said, listen, why don't I do it? And she said, fabulous. I mean, then that's great.
That's great.
And that's just
how
it happened. Actually, it just happened. It happened, I think, because it had to happen. There are some things which just need to take birth. And I think I facilitated it. And I'm so happy that I was able to. And the rest of it, it just actually was completely organic the way it came together. There were literally no challenges. The team came together. Tanuja knew a lot of people. She got in the best people. Everybody did it like a passion project because it was not a commercial sort of thing. We knew that it was not going to be a, why would somebody want to watch somebody else's aunts, you know?
Yeah.
But there was something that was to be said for the germ of the idea. You know, it's a small place. It's just, it's life that is led very simply. There is no agenda to that life. And yet it has so much meaning and wisdom, you know. And when we reached there, and we saw the way they opened their homes to us, they just made us feel so welcome. They would give us breakfast and they would give us lunch and they would just, they were happy to have us. They were not really interested in that there were two cameras that were constantly rolling. They just didn't care. And so I think I'm lucky that it just happened the way it did.
And did the aunties watch the movie?
They did, actually. They watched it recently.
And what was their reaction?
They were like, yeah, it's okay. They couldn't have cared less, actually.
Yes. They were happy with the real life.
Yes.
They lived with you.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes. They were glad that Tanuja actually came and met them finally. So
definitely good.
Yeah.
So I know you're going to be for the Q&A session just after the movie tonight. It's at 8 o'clock in Cinema Paradiso. The movie is 49 minutes long. So please stay till the end and be there for the Q&A session. You will have the chance to share with the producer.
I hope everyone comes.
Thank you, Anupama.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.